This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Gillen, the beautiful Jenny Pulamanuka.
Good morning.
Yeah, she's with us. She's alive and well after the stand.
Wonderful. I'm back from the Goonie.
Yeah. And we also have Jeff here today.
Kia ora, everybody.
We are sailing. Emirates over in Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm hoping they're going to bring the trophy back here. Yeah, but we shall all be prepared to sail. Sure, put up the sail of the spirit.
Yep.
And sail with the Lord. Yeah, so Oranga Tamariki is to blame for mental, physical and psychological abuse of children.
Yep.
We need to shut this child trafficking ring down.
An interesting thing, you know how I'm going through a child custody battle?
Yep.
Well, that's what it was.
Yep.
I asked if I could get Oranga Tamariki to do supervision, right?
Yep.
And do you know what my lawyer said?
What?
Very good lawyer.
Yeah.
She goes, we do not want them involved.
Wow.
Only to write the S132 report that goes back to the court. That's the only involvement any of the lawyers want with Oranga Tamariki.
Yeah.
So they've got a reputation.
They have. Now, a yacht in Sicily, when Sicily was hit by a freak storm, the yacht went down, six loved ones missing or they died. Is someone guilty of negligence? Yeah, high-class manipulation. The boat was worth millions and all these millionaires were a part of that boat. But, so we commit their souls to Christ. L-plates, a modern rite of passage for young drivers between the ages of 18 to 24. They need better driving skills, but there's 30% more accidents with young people here than over in Australia.
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me that our kids have to pay a lot of money to get their licenses from their part-time job or whatever?
Yeah, but they need to make it harder because they're crazy. I had one young person stop in front of me this week and just stopped in the middle of the main road. You know,
Mum and Dad fork out that money to pay for their children to get their licence.
Yeah.
And it's a three-class system. It takes them 3 years. And you're telling me that 30% of car accidents come from young people who have just gotten their licence?
Yeah, or the learner's licence and they're causing accidents. And when they get their licence, they drive.
Can you make that make sense? Because back in your day, when you went to get your licence in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
What was the protocol?
It was a lot easier because people drive crazily today. You know, they text and this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they don't practice defensive driving.
Yeah.
They don't take care or whatever. So we've got all these crazy young people on the road and they're causing accidents. So they need to sharpen up.
Yeah.
Okay, now Labor wants investments pulled out from corporations over in Israel because that money, $140 billion, goes towards our superannuation. So these corporates are within the Israeli settlements and the International Court of Justice has ruled that they don't want to support Israel, you know, and and what's going on in the Gaza.
I can only say thing to that, Jack, is basically sell all USA, Israel and UK stocks, bonds and certificates because their war machine's about to go bankrupt.
What? The war machine?
Well, the word peace, Jack. Have you heard
I've heard of false jewelry, but I mean...
What about global
are they investing
peace?
In all this weaponry, but what about Hamas and what about the 60,000 children?
Oh, they're paid for by Israel
Christians.
And USA.
60,000 Christians that are killed every year.
They cannot have their war machine. That's why they pay for them.
I just think they're both stupid. They're both so stupid and they don't care about the Palestinian people.
Now, you might think, does this look weird to you, Jenny?
No.
I'm connecting steampunk with cosplay.
Cosplay tissue. Cosplay.
And the Golden Kingdom Age. It's sci-fi. Characters that go to the future back to the now with ray guns and coloured laser guns, mirroring English mobility. Like I've got the miner's gas lamp here. That's the miner's gas lamp. And looking a bit like a space cowboy or Doctor Who. And then you represent dystopian. The dystopian current world, you know, taking everyone down and turning everybody against everyone else. So that's interesting. Have you ever done any cosplay yourself, you know?
Cosplay? No, but I've got a multitude of friends who have and do.
Yeah. Well, they've asked me at Agora what sort of my act I'm going to do, and I'm going to do tulip, tiptoe through the tulips.
You're
and
also
sing.
Tim?
Yeah, sing Elvis and sing a bit of Neil Diamond. So that's going to be really good.
Do you know our generation understands Tiny Tim from a very scary film called Insidious?
Yeah.
One day I'll show you Insidious.
I think I've seen that. It's quite scary,
it's
isn't
very
it?
Very demonic.
About Satan and pretty demonic and... I'm going to ride that glory-bound train. I'm going to ride that glory-bound train. I tell you what I'm going to do all my journey through. Going to ride that glory-bound train. I've got a fascination. I've got a real fascination with trains today.
You like trains?
Yeah.
I like trains.
Now, the Men and Boys Conference is going to be happening up in Auckland, Avondale, RSA, on the 2nd of November. Okay, and also Rates Association, they're going to be holding a meeting this Saturday between 2 to 4 at the Hamilton West Community Centre. Mm. So I'll be there for that. And tomorrow morning at 9:30, I'm going to a parent-to-parent conference.
Yay! I love them. I just haven't had the time since I've been an actual parent to participate.
Yeah. Right.
A very good service. It's parents ministering to parents and being taught how to do it.
Yeah.
Get into it, guys.
Yeah. And Glenview Communities holding another meeting, community meeting that's going to be happening on Friday, 2 o'clock.
Biggest in Hamilton.
Yeah, you should come along in your wheelchair.
Is Tama Pawaka going to be there?
Sometimes they turn up.
Yeah. Well, it's apparently we have surpassed Auckland.
But they are
the community network.
Apolitical. In other words, you can't discuss politics with the politicians.
What? Even afterwards when you're having a cup of tea?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
And so we've got the glorious revolution is what happened when William of Orange, he conquered the Brits and he changed the whole political system into user-friendly and people power and this sort of thing. And I have here a pamphlet that your community needs you. Jenny, here's one for you. You better take
that. Oh, thank you, dear. Hold on.
And you better read that up pretty well. Enroll now as a recruit. Rights and responsibility. It is time for the people to stand up and reclaim their true identities. Jacobus Gleeland is a Dutch William of Orange sovereign honouring the two-striped pound and not the counterfeit Rothschild's one. King William IV's eight-pointed star recognised the sovereignty of the chieftainship in 1835. And I was talking about the Te Hokioi eagle, which is identified with the sovereignty of the chieftainship amongst the Maori people. Maori people.
Wow.
had their own banks, printing press, trading on the seas of Admiralty law bestowed upon them by King William. Jacobus Gillen spent 3 years on the Mangatoatoa Marae with the Mana Ariki Black Madonna Te Koteatanga Unity Movement, and was given the message that all the tribes and peoples had to work together to withstand the onslaught of darkness coming upon society. Mm. We as nation first people and patriots fighting for freedom need to step to the fore, fighting for freedom, sovereignty, justice and true democracy. So sign up now, people. And also, secondly, it's got here, enlist now as a self-determined, sovereign, human rights champion, constitutional marshal, freedom fighter, common law practitioner, warriors and Kaitiaki army. Are you signed up yet, Jeff? Come on, let's...
Well, come on, Jeff.
No, not to your thing, Jack. I'm kind of one with the body of Christ Jesus who will be bringing...
You're more of a dove, are you? Sort of
you
peaceful,
could say, yeah,
coexistence.
I'm an antagonist on the internet, definitely.
I've got my cross on today, my crucifix.
Yeah, as a believer.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. God's eternal rainbow linking up with the New Jerusalem gemstones. There's a spiritual and natural understanding going down 6 steps. With a wellness plan coming up 6 steps into becoming buddy supporter, uplifter, wise leader. Now, I'm finding that when it comes to dealing with trauma in people's lives, I've got a few people who sort of want to go to different places, but yeah, I set up a wellness plan that people have to identify triggers and abuses in their lives, uh-huh. Okay, and deal with them, like through healing and deliverance and cooperating with their higher power and solution being solution-focused.
From the outside, yep. It would seem that you're very eccentric and people couldn't understand how you do effective suicide prevention and counselling.
Yeah.
But I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
And you're good.
Yeah, it's practicing suicide first aid. Connect, confront, confirm.
Well, you do it better than me.
Yeah.
How, like, I don't know. I think it's because you've been doing it for a long time.
Tell me, Jack, where did this Church of Zion come from? What inspired you to go under that title?
Well, I found that when I identified with the Apostles of the Lamb and the gemstones in the New Jerusalem, like you got the blue sapphire, blue knight, the tribe of Reuben, Bartholomew, celestial man, Saint Michael, and he's the listener. So you got two sides like a mirror. You got the spiritual side identifying with the New Jerusalem and the natural side training up listeners, buddy supporters, grief facilitators, freedom fighters, trauma recovery practitioners, uplifters, wise leaders. This is what we're trying to train up around the country at the moment. Mm. But speaking of trauma, depression is anger turned inward, brooding, moody, sulky.
Carry on.
There's life events that are bigger. You need to acknowledge the pain and vent somehow when mm-hmm. you're angry at someone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I actually watched the Wiggles show when they were dealing with Dr. Feelgood, Dr. Feeling.
Oh.
And they were saying, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're sad and you know it, pull a face. Try to pull a face. Sad. If you're angry and you know it, give a growl. Rah.
Rah.
And if you're enthusiastic, shout hooray.
Well.
If you're enthusiastic, shout hooray. Hooray.
Hooray.
Now, this is something that children can vent and express their emotions with.
It's my son's favourite show.
Yeah, the Wiggles. I should be a Wiggles man, you know.
It
I look
was
like
my favourite okay. show, so I'm glad I could hand that down to him.
Yeah,
I missed it all.
So I was wearing the Dr. Zeus hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, at school. And I was talking about today you are truer than true. That is truer than you. Yeah, true, you know. Yeah, today you are true. That is truer than true. And he was ahead of himself, ahead of him, the times, wasn't he, Dr. Zeus?
Yes. There was some kind of conspiracy or controversy over him, wasn't there? That he was in line with the Nazis, not the neo-Nazis.
No, not Dr. Zeus. Come on, he's
yeah,
a colourful,
Zeus. Yeah, and, colourful Walt
character.
Disney.
He helps children, you know, deal with emotions and this sort of thing,
that's
and identifying with who they really are. You know?
In modern times, there's laws in the states of what you can have from Dr. Zeus and cannot have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the government may be seen as stifling pet projects coming for our freedoms. Now, apparently with forcing councils to get back to basics, introducing benchmarks so ratepayers can measure performance, demanding more transparency and accountability to ratepayers. You can't build bridges with them or refurbish playgrounds. Government may be seen as stifling pet projects like cycleways, controlling how we spend our money on the roads and this sort of thing. So
you're talking about the general government?
Yeah. Luxon and them.
Yeah.
Like them. He's
the bald man.
Enforcing all these principles on ratepayers and on local councils. So what do you reckon about that, Jeff? That's a good thing because we've been overspending in so many areas, haven't we? So
I think there's a lot of speculation that they're putting out there on purpose.
It's
a lot of misinformation, and they just really don't want you to know exactly how much they have spent, Jack.
Yeah. Okay, and now I noticed the Common Good magazine, Joyful Resistance, Nonviolent Living. But I don't believe in being just a dove. You've got to be a hawk. You have to stand up for your beliefs. You've got
That's
to be a human rights
activist. That's what all about, Jack, is one who flies above and looks down at everyone else.
So I'm both a dove. I can be very peaceful, can't I, Jenny?
Yes.
Loving, understanding,
yes.
Tranquil. But
yes.
There's times that you need to be, to protest, to stand up for your rights, to know who you are as a patriot of New Zealand. Okay, so the Common Good, taking a preferential option for the poor, newspaper of the Christchurch Catholic Worker. They do what Jesus, who once walked this earth in person and now lives on in his risen presence, taught to his followers. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned, shelter the homeless, look after the weakest, protect Mother Earth, and follow me by taking an option for the poor and the neglected. They have accepted that such hospitality and outreach sit at the heart of the gospel for our time.
On that note, Jack, when the power of love overlords the love of power, then we will see peace.
I love that song.
Yeah, but what I have a problem with this, because I'm trying to get all people in society, including the homeless people on the street, to enroll, okay? Because we're facing so much darkness, and to take on rights and responsibilities and to become self-determined sovereigns. But what I'm finding is they always buy into drama.
Yes.
He said, she said,
yes.
This person, oh, how bad they are. And they can't front up to being a responsible human being, a person with integrity, a person who speaks out when wrong things are done, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And so where you get all these people throwing crap at one another, it's terrible.
It sounds like government departments.
They can't
to
be,
speak out about each other.
They can't be proper human citizens with responsibility. And this is partly the problem because
it's animalistic.
They become like animals, excuse the expression.
Well, we are animals.
No, we're human beings endowed with rights.
Homo sapien is a type of animal.
A species.
But the elitists, the global elitists who are controlling everything through the internet now, and they're going to bring out digital currency.
Can we throw in a verse, Bible verse? Yes. 1 Corinthians 5:1. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of that kind that is not tolerated even among pagans. For a man has his father's wife, and you are arrogant. Ought you not rather to mourn? Let him who has done this be removed from among you. For though absent in body, I am present in spirit, and as if present, I have already pronounced judgment on the one who did such a thing.
See, Paul is claiming identification with this darkness because someone had sex with a mother-in-law, whatever the case may be. But I'm finding that it's the kindness of God that leads to repentance. Because I used to go around as a scalp hunter when I was preaching the gospel, and I'd look for signs of the commandments and sin and where you were not right with God because you're not acknowledging the Christ.
You cherry-picked the Bible, you're saying.
I used to be there every Friday night in the corner at Narrawahia. But then I found people weren't changing because you can tell people you're wrong, till the cows come home and not produce a transformation. And transformation, being like Christ, is what it's all about. So I started to focus on the mercy of God. For the Lord, he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. For the Lord, David, you know, the Psalms of David, you know.
Wasn't the reason why Jesus Christ was in, like, he was introduced to the narrative because it needed to show God's humanitarian side?
Yeah, well, the Word became flesh, so he became, as God, he became the God-man, and he became like one of us. Because if God is not like one of us, like the Gnostics say, then how can he identify with all our emotional trauma, the darkness of what we go through in life?
Yeah.
But he took our humanity into his divinity, and he transformed it as the sun eyes, the God-man. And now we all become God-men and God-women through the Lord Jesus Christ because he's trying to transform us, trying to uplift our nature. And this is what we need. We need Christians to stand up and promote the throne room rights of King Jesus. And the Bible says, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor and given him dominion. That is man.
Yeah.
And put all things under his feet. This is what the church needs to do. You know that word dominion in the Hebrew means marshal, constitutional marshal. You have the power to become a constitutional marshal, a defender of human rights, a defender of humanity.
Yes.
And Christians need to latch on to that. You're not just called to navel glaze, sit in the corner.
You don't go to church once on a Sunday and...
No. You're called to be caught up with the Lord. You're called to be the transformation, you know.
Yes.
You're called to mirror the New Jerusalem.
But this is why I'm Baptist.
Yeah.
And I try to be as objective as I can when explaining this.
A Baptist Pentecostal, a holy maniac.
When explaining this in when explaining this in front of an audience or to the public.
I laugh because it helps me get through all this.
Because one thing that the Bible does say is that you will be persecuted for what you believe.
Yeah, I get persecuted all the time.
And said it was because of him.
It's just a way of life for anyone who's Christian. Yeah.
So the Lord Jesus has transformed you, Jenny. I mean, you went through that operation. I was fearful for you.
I got a dime
twice.
And
I was saying to the Lord, don't take her, you know. Be it with the hands of the physician,
it,
you know.
It took the specialist 6 hours. I was lying on a gurney.
Because I need you on the show. I need you to film. I need you to promote what I'm doing. Jenny, you're back.
I've got it in my head that I need to carry on my uncle's legacy.
Yeah.
He had a 40-year legacy in radio and broadcasting.
Hey, wow.
And he knew that radio was going to go online 20 years before it did.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot to live up to. That's why I'm here.
So we're hoping that Barcelona, that Emirates comes home. And there's a verse in the Bible that says your sails hang loose. So you have to keep your sail up in the spirit. By the power of God. Feel the presence of God. Be the transformation. And that is the main reason.
What language is that, Jack?
Well, if you wait, the Lord could give you an interpretation.
Are you speaking toddler?
A symbol, a picture, you know, a word in your mind. That's called the interpretation of tongues, but it's a way to edify yourself.
I speak tongues.
But with God's eternal rainbow, I take people into Daystar Apostleship, the Apostles of the Lamb. 48 angels to the city, 4 squared wide. Hallelujah. And I produce transformational functionaries, the listener, the supporter, the freedom fighter. The red shall sit in the robe a ruler noble, Gad. Yeah, the Simon the Zealot, Gadite. Yeah, and the trauma recovery, Zebulonite. And the Judahites, the uplifters. But unfortunately, you got false jury behind the scenes and they're investing in weaponry, although they have to defend themselves against the onslaught of the Muslim regime.
Oh, that's
the world.
A conspiracy theory, Jack, that they've created by... Where'd you get that? Fox News.
And, of course, we're connecting steampunk and cosplay, bringing in the Kingdom Age. And with this beautiful, colourful gun...
That's a nice gun.
I'm not only saying what would Guy Fawkes do and leave our rights and freedoms alone, I'm also saying I'm here to blow Satan up, to deal with Satan through the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has defeated Satan.
I just had flashbacks of that Kurt Cobain song, and I swear that I don't have a gun. Now you do. You've got a colourful gun.
Yeah, but it's sort of colourful, you know. I'm a freedom fighter, but I believe in non-violence. You know me, I'm a peacemaker.
I know you. You look a lot like Leo Revel, the good doctor in Hamilton.
Ah, Dr. Geelan.
You do. You look
have
like
we got
his...
time for another Bible verse, Jack?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, guys.
This one's especially for those responsible for 9/11 and the UK, USA and Israel governments and those supporting them. Come now, ye rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire, and have laid up treasure in the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts.
Amen. So he's there with the Jubilee principle, the Lord of hosts, the cry of the harvesters.
Well, those who are responsible for 9/11 know who they are, Jack.
Right.
And they certainly weren't that conspiracy theory about 19 Muslims hijacking aeroplanes.
And the glorious revolution associated with my pamphlets. We need a revolution and everybody needs to be signed up to it. You know, Jacobus Geelan, a Dutch William of Orange sovereign, honouring the Whakaputanga, the Mana Ariki Black Madonna Te Koteatanga Unity Movement. And so what we're talking about is training up resistance freedom fighters, constitutional marshals, patriots, freedom fighters, common law practitioners, and we all can all be common law practitioners, promoters of human rights, can't we? The throne room rights of King Jesus, that's for Christians. And we need to be community warriors. So I don't just believe in being a dove. You've got to be a hawk, don't you, to really challenge the system and what they're currently doing.
Te Hokioi, one who flies above and looks down at everything.
Yeah, the Te Hokioi bird, phoenix bird arising, and the Maori word is Tai O Puru, the colours of the Manu bird.
Tai O Puru?
Yeah, and it's associated with the sovereignty of the chieftainship. So there's our authorization to be a freedom fighter.
That's a sacred bird, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
She was shooting the bird with the colourful gun.
Hey, come on. Don't get carried away.
White people.
It's a peace-loving gun.
I'm
then.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm part white.
And don't forget, we're going to be celebrating...
Okay, we're shooting a pig.
Guy Fawkes. That's coming up next month. And that was a Catholic conspiracy of Guy Fawkes when he blew up, intended to blow up Parliament.
So you're saying someone paid for him to do that, Jack? But like 9/11.
But it's interesting that James the First, he wrote the Bible, other Christians, they wrote the Bible, but he authorised it in England.
So Francis Bacon and a team of 50 men created the 9th version of the King James Bible, and after it there was an inquisition against Galileo's astronomy, they said, and Shakespeare and Miguel de Cervantes were beheaded because of it.
And we've got to remember the police, emergency communications, And I contacted them when this person was going to take their life and we had to bring the police in. So they do some very good work. And there was someone who took a threatening to kill charge on someone else and the police had to be brought
in. Were they really nice to you?
Yeah, they're good.
Sometimes they can be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we want everyone to know that the Rates Association are holding a meeting this Saturday at 2 o'clock. I'll have to get Simon to come along to that. Parent to Parent will be holding an event in London Street tomorrow. I'm going to be part of that. And Glenview Community Centres, they will be holding an event this Friday at 2 o'clock. And don't forget, O cloud of great glory, the presence of God, we commit all our loved ones to Christ, including those who have taken their lives, and we need a monument to represent all those. And
there's more to life
the fight
than
for
death,
freedom in the future.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from the fringes for
peace
another
be with
week.
You, everybody.
Thank you. Let's all sign up to being patriots.
Have a fantastic week. We'll see you back here next week.
Assalamu alaikum.
Bye bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.